You probably think the snow that's been falling on and off across northern Utah today is white, but for ski resorts, it's gold. After a long stretch of warm, dry days in October and November, they're finally piling up the powder. Snowbird's Brian Brown says this storm has single-handedly put them back on track.
We can see Mother Nature is really helping us out. So we've forecasting up to 26 inches today with another foot overnight. And if that happens, then we should be about an average snow depth at that point as far as November goes. And quite honestly, if this storm produces what we want, we're actually going to be just a little up from the November last year and the one 2 years ago.
That has Snowbird, which just opened last weekend, working to open more terrain quickly as possible. Brown says surprisingly, they haven't seen too many powder hounds up Little Cottonwood Canyon just yet.
Well, I think it's probably bittersweet for a lot of people. Probably the one Monday they can't really take off after a super long holiday weekend. We get this storm, but this is all going to keep adding up to what amounts to be, you know, a 500-inch snow year is an average year for snowbirds. So we're going to take every inch of this right now and just keep watching that forecast and just praying for more snow.
KSL's Tanya Mashburn caught up with mother and daughter Angie and Allie at Snowbird today. They didn't let obligation stop them from getting in on the good stuff.
You get them at school today?
Yeah.
Fluffing.
All right.
Bad
all
mom.
Right. Bad mom. Why are you letting her stuff school today?
You know what? Like I said, it's just a good, you know, fun thing for us to do together, and we enjoy it quite a bit. And she's like a straight A student, so
it's okay.
Just like you want to cut out of school and go snowboarding.
Well, November was a...
Of course, if you're not into skiing or snowboarding, the story today is the traffic. We've seen plenty of slide-offs, including one involving a school bus in Park City that went off the road. Thankfully, all the kids on the bus were just fine.